Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. God, I ask that you speak to me as well as speak through me, Lord God. God, give us ears to hear what you're saying and a mind and a desire to apply this word today, Lord God. God, that you just move in this place, God. We ask that you move through Marquise as he comes up later and speaks, Lord God, that you speak through him, Lord God. We ask that you touch Matia, Lord God, as she ministers through song, Lord God. That you allow your will to be done in this place, God. We just thank you so much because you're so awesome, so wonderful. We just give your name praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I just thank God because it's just such a privilege and an honor. And I don't take it lightly. A lot of times I try and, we try and underestimate what God has in our life, what God has placed us to do. Sometimes we feel inadequate or we feel lower than others, but we have to realize that if God has called you, he's called you for a reason. He's called you for a purpose, and he's called you for a time such as this. And a lot of times we get caught up in different insecurities or different things we may have faced down the line of our past, and we let those things attach itself to us, and we think we got delivered, but we allow it to grab hold of us again because we shook it free, but we didn't really let go of it. We began to just hold on to it just a little bit. And this must be for someone up in here because this is not what I had in my notes. But we allow it to attach itself back to us. And we begin to hold on to it and carry it with us and say, okay, maybe I should fall back into that because maybe I'm not good enough. Like Moses, he felt he wasn't good enough. He said, God, I can't speak. He felt he wasn't good enough. But God always has a ram in the bush. God always knows what he's doing, and he does it for a purpose and for a reason. So when we feel inadequate, it's there maybe for a season or for a time for us to learn a lesson. And with us being warriors, we have to realize that we go through tests and we go through trials and we're getting beaten down. But we have to realize that as we're going through, we can praise our way through. As we're being beaten down, he's teaching us some things along the way. And we're saying, God, it's so hard. Why am I dealing with this? Why am I going through this? But he's teaching us. He's molding us. He's shaping us. And he's allowing us to grow in him as we begin to listen to those lessons, as we begin to hold on to those things. He's teaching us something along the way. Some few key things he told me to speak about today is faith, trust, and praise. When we begin to have faith, anything's possible. His word tells us if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that he would move. And a lot of times we forget that we only need that little bit of faith to know that God can carry us through, to know that that bill is going to get paid, to know that I'm bigger than what I may think I am, or I'm bigger than what people may see me as, if we just have a little bit of faith and believe and accept the calling God has placed on our life. And with faith, we're going to go to Romans 5. And we're going to start at verse 1. Romans 5, starting at verse 1. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace. We have the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into grace, which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our hope of our sufferings, because we know that the sufferings produces perseverance, character, hope, and the hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. He said, if we have faith, we need to have faith to know that with God, things are going to begin to happen. If we have faith, we have to know that when we are standing a test, when the enemy's trying to attack our family, we can understand that if I have faith and I believe, God said he's going to bring us through. So I'm standing on the faith of God, and I'm trusting and I'm knowing that God is going to bring me through. So I can know that, God, I trust you. I give you this, God, because I don't know what to do. If I try and do it on my own, God, it's not going to be pretty. And I may fall back instead of move forward. But if I have faith and I begin to lean on God and trust in God, know that he's developing perseverance so I can run the course, so I can stay in the game. I'm reminded of a story I read before of a man that was running a race. He was running a race and his body began to get tired and he got hurt. And the announcers are like, why isn't he stopping? But he knew he had to run the race. He wanted to make it to that finish line. And so he persevered through. Not saying that if we get hurt, we can't just keep going. But he said, I have a deadline to meet. God told me to run this race and finish. So as he began to run, and he wants to give up, and he's running, his dad saw that perseverance in him. And so instead of coming to pull him out and talking to him, saying, son, just give up. No, he knew the faith that his son had. And he said, if I just keep trying, I'm going to make it to that finish line. So his dad said, okay, let me link up my faith with your faith and let me run alongside of you and help you make it to that finish line. And that's what God does. He sends an aid to us to help us to finish the race. He sends someone there to help us along the way. So as we begin to have faith and we trust and we don't know how it's going to work out, God sends someone to help us. And with us being warriors, we need to have faith. Like Jericho, he had faith. They had faith in Jericho for the walls to fall down. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to read verse 30. It says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell. After the army marched around them for 7 days, it said, by faith, not by what things may look like. Because if we look in the natural, the walls are pretty high. And us walking around them, us in the natural, what are you doing? Why would we even try this? We marching around here, why? So we could be worn out and be tired. But no, they begin to march. And know that by faith, they were going to come down. By faith, things will happen. The next requirement of being a warrior is we have to have trust. God puts us in spots where we need to trust God. Where we have to lean and depend on him, because we can't do it in our own might. We can't do it in our own strength. But we have to trust God. We have to begin to lean and depend on him. I'm reminded of being at work and things got tough. And a lot of people said, okay, I don't like this new management. I don't like the new leaders. I'm getting out. And God began to speak to me and said, just trust me. Just trust me. So as I begin to trust God and I begin to pray and say, okay, God, I know you're going to move. I'm going to trust you. And as I began to pray, God said, I want you to start praying in that building. Don't just pray before you get to work or on your way. I want you to pray in that building before you start any part of your work day. Just begin to work. Begin to pray. And so as I began to pray, I asked one of my friends, I was like, do you want to pray in the morning? Because we need to shake some things up in the atmosphere around here. And so we began to pray. And then we had someone else join us, and we began to pray. And so things begin to happen. The ones that weren't supposed to be there, they were gone. Things begin to change in the leadership. Things begin to change in the order way we were doing stuff, because things got chaotic and we didn't know what was going on or how things were changing on a day to day. And how many of you know if things are not in order sometimes, you get frustrated, you get worn out. You're like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing today. You be told something by one person, then the next person, oh, Precious, I want you to do this. But they just told me they want me to, but I want you to do this too. Or I want you to go here. Don't do that. Do this. And so then at the end of the day, why didn't you do that? Well, they told me to do this. And so sometimes it takes us praying in the spot where we are in the midst of the chaos. And God says sometimes when you begin to pray and you begin to have faith and trust that he's going to move, he said, now praise me. Begin to worship. Begin to worship in the midst of everything going on. Because that changes the atmosphere. That makes some things that are not right have to flee. Have to move. Or the attitudes have to shift. And so it was interesting that I begin to pray and begin to worship. And the things that were out of order begin to fall into place. Because as things got chaotic, I was like, okay, God, I'm trusting you. I'm believing. And things begin to happen. And they're like, oh, you didn't do that right. No, you didn't do this right. And I was like, God, I know this stuff. What's going on? And so I had to begin to pray. He had a perspective and I couldn't see it. Because in my eyesight, it looked, I couldn't see anything. I said, God, it's really fuzzy and I don't know what's going on. There's so much stuff going on. People are hitting me from this way. I'm being beaten down. And God, I need your help. So when I begin to pray and I begin to worship, things begin to shift and begin to move. And they said, Precious, I need you actually to work on this project. Precious, I need you to go here and do this. And just earlier this year, I was working, I was doing stuff, and I was feeling like, okay, God, you have me at this job for a reason. I don't understand what is going on. But God, I know you're moving things, you're shifting things, and you got new leadership in here. So God, I want you to be glorified through my work. I want to worship you in all that I do, and I want to give my best. Like we tell our kids in the morning, Marquise tells them to give your best by being your best and let God do the rest. I don't know if he says that part, but I know that's what should be added in there so that you say that next week. But let God do the rest. And as I begin to just trust God, they said, okay, Precious, I want you to train this person. And so I began to train this lady, and I was training her. And then someone else, oh, I need you to do this. And she said, you know, are you the lead on this team? I said, no. She's like, well, there's a lot of people that keep coming to you. And I notice when you're off, then things are kind of out of place. And there's not a lot of structure. There's not a lot of peace. I'm like, it's God. And so I'd be there and I was helping her. And she said, you know, I've been at a lot of jobs and I'm older in age and I've been under different management and different training, but you thoroughly have trained me. I feel like I could do this by myself. And it's not like you just did it so I could get by, but I see you taught me the same steps you were using. And now that I'm on my own, I feel like I really could do this. And now she's hired on full time. And I was talking to her the other day and she's like, thank you so much for training me. She's like, you really have leadership qualities. And you know, me growing up, I was like, I'm in the back. And someone asked me the other day, do you guys sing? I was like, I'm a background singer. I'm okay. I'll hold down the background. I might try and hold a note a little bit, but I'm not in the forefront. But the lady was, she just kept telling me, she's like, you know, you have leadership qualities. And a lot of times we forget where God has called us. We forget that God can take something that's nothing and move it into what it's supposed to be. If we allow him to guide us and to shift and show us the way to go, then we'll be right in the right perspective. And when I was reading this, God just kept saying, trust. We need to trust God. And like Job, he had to trust God. When it all was gone, when everything looked wrong, he had to trust God. Even Esther, because, you know, she went before the king and wasn't summoned, she could die. But because she trusted God and she began to pray and she knew that this is what God wanted her to do, everything was all right. We have to begin to trust God. And God reminded me that with having trust and having faith, we need to have a little bit of, we need to have some zeal in there, a hunger. And I was reminded of a part of a song by Flame. It says, I want to see more him because I'm sick of more me. I want to be like Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree. Now, we know Zacchaeus was a bad person and did some things. But when Jesus was coming, he wanted to get up high. He wanted to see Jesus. And that's how we need to be. I'm gonna do whatever it takes. I need to see Jesus. I need to have a little bit of zeal so I can see Jesus, so I can see him working things out when things are crazy, when things are not going right. I want to see Jesus. I want to see him working things out, moving things into place as though it should be. We need to have that trust, have that zeal, have that hunger to want more of God. And the next thing is praise. It requires praise. We're going to go to Psalms 59 and verse 17. Psalm 59, verse 17. It says, "You are my strength. I sing praise to you, God, are my fortress, my God, in whom I rely." Are we relying on God today? Are we allowing him to be that strength so that we can praise him in the midst of everything? You know, we sung a song this morning, and God had me singing it earlier this morning while I was trying to get my notes together. I was trying to be quiet. I had just finished feeding the baby, and Marquise is moving. I noticed he saw me trying to finish my notes and do things, and I was trying to sing the song so I had the words right. And God just kept reminding me of this. Because sometimes we need to remember that praise is our weapon. We forget that praise is the weapon that will break things around us. And the part of the song, it simply says, "I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. Praise is the weapon, but the battle is the Lord's." Well, a lot of times we think the battle is mine, and I got to fight this. I got to figure it out. I got to do this my way. But if we realize that God said we've won already, and if we trust him and begin to believe in him, we know that he's working things out. We know that he's already put things into place. We know that the battle has already been won. We have to begin to praise our way through. A lot of times, well, we're stuck in a spot and we forget to praise him in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial. There was a quote I found by Rick Warren. It said, "The deepest level of worship is praising God in spite of pain, trusting him through a trial, surrendering while suffering, and loving him when he seems distant." I'm going to say it one more time. The deepest level of worship is praising God in spite of pain, trusting him through a trial, surrendering while suffering, and loving him while he seems distant. Because a lot of times we say, "God, I'm in this alone. God, I don't know what I'm doing." But he said, "I'm right here. I'm right here." And a lot of times we can't hear that because we're too busy complaining and too busy trying to figure it out on our own. But if we just sit and wait for his voice, if we just sit and wait for his voice, or say, "You know what, God, I don't know what's going on in this situation, but I'm going to praise you. I don't know how these bills are going to get paid, but I'm going to praise you because why? You did it before, you're going to do it again. God, I know you're already working out. The check is already in the mail. God, I believe it. God, I'm receiving it, and I know it's going to happen." If we begin to just praise in the midst of the trial, we have to praise in the midst of the trial. Another quote I found is by Corrie Ten Boom. It says, "Prayer is prayer your steering wheel, or is it your spare?" A lot of times, we think, you know, "I'm going through this and I got it. Things are looking good. I got it." But then when the car breaks down, what do we pull out? Our spare. So when we get in that hang up, we get in that glitch, "God, I need your help. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you right now." And we pull out that spare. But if we allowed him to steer us, if we allowed him to guide us, we wouldn't have been in this spot. If we begin to trust him from the beginning and allow him to steer us the right way, then we would have been all right. We wouldn't have needed that spare. We gotta allow God to lead us, to guide us. The next scripture we're going to go to is we're gonna go to 2 Samuel 22, verse 4. That's 2 Samuel 22, verse 4. It says, I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and have been saved from my enemies. When you call to the Lord and begin to worship and praise him, he's going to save you. He's going to change things around for your good. He's going to begin to shift things for your favor. But if you allow yourself to not see it from his perspective, not see it from his point of view, things will seem all fuzzy and gray or all chaotic, and we won't know what to do. But we have to begin to praise him and call upon his name for his help and his guidance. The next scripture we're going to go to is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm almost done. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to start at verse 1. So 2 Chronicles chapter 20, starting at verse 1. I'm reading out the NIV also. It says, after this, the Moabites and Amorites with some of the Midianites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are coming in Hazan Tamar, which is in Gandhi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask for help from the Lord. And from the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. So when he got in a tough spot where he needed to trust God, he sought himself to seek the Lord. Are you seeking the Lord today? When that bill comes, when you feel all alone, when you're at a tough spot and you don't know which way to go, are you seeking the Lord? We're going to jump down to verse 15. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all you who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because the vast army, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's. He just told us the battle's not ours, but it's for God to deal with. The next verse is, we're going to go to verse 21. It said, then he had consulted with the people and appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise and the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army with saying, praise the Lord. Where? Saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 22, now when they have begun to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. You see, God will allow our praise to cause confusion with the enemy. So they begin to fight against one another. And that's what God will allow to happen in your life. When you begin to praise, some things will begin to happen. Some things will begin to shift. And the walls will come tumbling down. or those generational curses will begin to be broken. Those lies the enemy had placed on you will begin to be broken. We have to realize that in the midst of the praise, in the midst of the battle, we need to praise God. We need to worship God. We need to trust in God and have faith. Being a warrior, we're going to stand tests and trials, but we have to know that we can press through. We have to have God's perspective in front of us and begin to trust in Him and know that if God said it, He will do it. He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to work it out. He's going to change things around. A lot of us forget that when we're climbing a mountain, it's going to take that climb. When we want to reach that top point, it's going to take that climb. We feel tired, and we have to realize we're going the distance. But as we're climbing, we can trust God. And it's going to be hard sometimes on the way up. But as we're climbing and as we're trusting God, we can press our way through. We can press our way through. We can't conquer the mountain without a climb. You can't stand a test. You can't finish the test if you don't start it. And if we don't trust God in the midst of the battle, you won't be able to finish it. You won't be able to finish it. But as we take that step of faith, say, God, I know you could do it. And God, I'm trusting you. So God, I'm going to believe. I'm not going to believe in the insecurities, but I'm going to believe who you called me to be. I'm going to believe in the ministry you placed me in. I'm going to believe in what you said. I'm going to take you at your word and know that you're going to work things out. You're going to shift things around. You're going to put things in perspective. And things are going to work out. Things are going to turn around. Chains are going to be broken. Even though I don't see it right now and it's not happening tomorrow or next week, God, I know that you are going to move because you know what's best for me. God, you said it's already worked out. It's already done. But as we begin to trust and as we press through, God will work it out. Amen? God will work it out. God will work it out. We got to remember that God will work it out if we begin to trust in Him and know that He is in control. He just kept saying, it's His viewpoint. It's not what man sees. It's not what we want it to look like, but it's His viewpoint. So it might take us a little bit of time, but as we begin to trust God and we begin to say, okay, God, I need to pray just a little bit harder. I need to fast just a little bit longer. I need to stand in this by myself just a little bit longer and just tarry and just wait and know that as I seek God and as I lean on Him, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay. We get shooken up sometimes and we say, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing here. God, what am I doing here? But He said, this is the time. You're God, I'm not prepared. He said, I called you. I chose you. It's time to take a stance. It's time to walk in that freedom. It's time to walk in what I told you and know that I'm in control. I'm going to leave you with that quote I said before. Allow God to be your steering wheel today and not your spare. Begin to trust God. Begin to have faith. Begin to remember to praise. Begin to praise. A lot of times we forget that point, to praise. Say, okay, God, I'm trusting you. God, I'm believing. God, I'm waiting for you to do it. Well, you start praising like He already did it and things will change. You begin to praise Him like it's already done and watch how He moves. And you're like, man, God, it's even better than what I thought it was going to be. Well, because you begin to praise in the midst of the battle. You didn't allow that to weigh you down, but you begin to praise. Let us praise Him, amen.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.